T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mega.
22-2?
That was like a scene out of The Lion King.
Run. Let me go to another call here.
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
I killed your father. I don't think that's a line, Christian. I killed your... Oh, wait, it is.
Killed your father.
At the end, Scar says it. You're so right.
I killed Mufasa.
As we preview Celtics Heat Game 2, could we possibly see the return of Marcus Smart and asymptomatic Al?
Go Celtics!
And how will the Celtics deal with Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler is still the scariest, biggest, baddest guy that they have faced so far.
It's harder scoring the defensive player of the year, fool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Lou Merlone.
I'm a positive guy. It's how I usually see things.
I saw Lou's smile for the first time.
That's a lie.
He was talking about his time off.
Christian Fourier.
Camera two. Side move.
Megan Adelini.
What do you say, Fourier?
Hello, Lou.
Mego?
Kill me.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Get you ready for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Boston Sports Original.
Quite bien, Rafi.
WEEI.
Oh, we got a big one tonight. Celtics Heat Game 2. Just to let you know where we're at in case you missed the breaking news earlier. Asymptomatic Al is now available, Al. He will be playing in Game 2. He got through protocol, in which nobody knows, by the way, what protocol is. Because every single person covering this team explained it like we thought, whether it's 24 hours, 2 negative tests, 5 days, all these numbers need to be down, whatever. We have Gary Washburn on, you know, at 3 o'clock, and he's like, they changed it in April. And you actually just need 2 negative tests within game day, on the game day.
So you have to say the alphabet backwards, but it's like, touch both, your nose with both hands.
Road sobriety test.
But you just like wake up at 10, you take a test, negative. All right, 3 hours from now, let's take another one, negative. Go get him. Which is beautiful because the man was never sick. So now he is going to be playing in game two. That is the situation with Al Horford. As far as Marcus Smart goes, he's probable. He's going to test his foot pregame, but I guess he's probable to play, which means I think you get Marcus Smart. And if you missed it, Derek White has returned home to Boston for the birth of his first child. He will definitely be out, but it looks like you're going to get Al and Marcus Smart back.
Marcus is probable, and they showed the Celtics tweeted out him at about noon. I'm guessing shoot around. He was lacing up and looked like he went out shooting. So I think he's going to play.
I don't think he was ever, he was questionable pretty quickly. And when you get the probable, I mean, you're 50-50 at questionable. At probable, you're basically admitting that you're going to play. Like, what would have to happen? So much would have to happen for him suddenly to not be able to play.
Re-injure himself.
Like you do, I don't know. Stupid. I mean, maybe
Rob Williams comes in and steps on his foot.
My bad. Like, maybe he does something in warm-ups. Are you going to try it out?
He's
maybe
playing.
You tweak it again. I believe he's playing. This basically, ultimately, even with Derek White making a very important decision, a life decision, to be with his wife as they are expecting their very first child, to be with her and miss this game, even though they tried to induce labor, it didn't work out. This is the best case scenario, is it not? Like, as far as like, here comes the cavalry.
Like,
I know, but even if you...
Yes, it is, though. You get two of your 5 starters are back.
This is the best.
If you told me, if it's between Derek White or Marcus Smart and Al Horford, I'm going to take Marcus Smart and Al Horford, two of your top defenders and emotional leaders, any day of the week. Daddy, Derek, have fun. Enjoy. It's a very important moment.
I'm with you, but I just think Derek White's minutes, like defensively, I think are very important. And I would expect, if you need those defensive minutes, it's probably going to be Aaron Nesmith. Because defensively, I think they like him a lot. Offensively, he's kind of a train wreck. But so isn't Derek White. Although he had his moments. So I look at it and say, okay, you got Marcus Smart back, you got Al Horford back. And really the silver lining with Al is like he really got a couple of days that he probably needed. Like I expect big things from Al Horford. This is like, you know, I think Scott was the one that said, Al Horford on 3 days rest, heads up. And this is basically what you have now by missing game one. So I expect a big night from Al.
Yeah, no, I think it's almost like a blessing in disguise. You know, so a couple things happened.
Wish you had won game one.
Well, obviously, that really would have, that's the best case scenario. But you didn't. You screwed up the third quarter, and now you're paying the price for it. But no, you you learned a very valuable lesson. You kind of got an idea of how Miami is, and that you are not as mature as you thought you were. They are not just going to lay down, and they are going to punch you back. And now you have your best defensive, most intimidating, like, defender. Like, as far as like, guys I think are similar mentally, it would be Jimmy Butler and Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Smart would fit into this Heat team so well, like a glove.
He's about that life.
He is. He's like, you know, throw, like, that whole team would be throwing furniture around in the locker room after a loss.
Can you imagine, like, a team meeting with those two? He throws a chair, then Jimmy Butler throws a chair, then they try to one-up each other.
I want to go back to Derek White, because it was interesting, I felt. Because when I look at Derek White and that whole situation, it comes up all the time. You know, like, do you miss games for the birth of your child? I think as a professional athlete, you can kind of plan it out and induce. Like, I do. I think, especially in football. Christ, he got all week. You know what I mean? You got all.
You have a big window. You have a lot of margin for error.
They do it all the time. How many people do you know? They're like, yeah, we're inducing. Why? Because my wife wants him born on, I don't know, St. Patty's Day or whatever it is. Like, you know, so we're gonna induce. We're gonna have it on Friday. That way we know. Like in football, just do it on Wednesday. If it's a day or two early, you're good. If it's a day or two late, you're good. But he tried. According to Ime Udoka, they did. There was a plan to induce. The baby didn't cooperate. But it was interesting because we did have callers earlier that weren't happy with Derek White missing this game, missing a playoff game for the birth of his child. They weren't happy at all.
Which I think is nuts because, again, it's such a trap. It's such an issue. You know, okay, even if your wife says, hey, you know what, I believe in you, you go do it. Okay, you win this for both of us. Don't worry, I won't ever hold it against you. I won't ever bring it up when we fight. I won't ever like mention it to our kids if you say you're going to leave me. Never. Oh no. Go ahead and don't be there for the birth of your child. That's a trap. That is a trap. I don't care what game it falls on. I don't care, you know, what's at stake. You cannot miss the birth of your child.
Or some people can.
I'll say this. There's no game that's more important than the birth of your child, okay? There isn't. But if I'm in the position where I am the birth giver.
You're playing a game, Megan. We know that.
And my husband
is in an
elimination game that has championship stakes. I'm probably saying, me personally, and again, it comes down to everybody's personal decision. Everyone's personal decision. See. I'd be saying, you get your ass on that
door. See, that's the problem. You have to drug-induce opinion. Like when you're all hopped up on drugs as you're watching the little thing. Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did this to me.
Well, I think, ultimately, I think it's between the couple. I mean, I'm sure there's some couples that would be like, yeah, if it's a regular season game, obviously I'm going to be there. If it's a playoff game, go. My sister will be here. My mom will be here. We'll take care of it. But it's funny because there is a lot of shaming involved, right? Like if you even think about the other way. Because it's like, well, it's the birth of his child. He's got to go. He's got to go. And I remember we were trying to come up with the name Gordon Hayward in the bubble during the playoffs. He said he's not leaving the bubble for the birth of his child. So the same people that will sit there and say Derek White's doing the right thing and you got to go see it, they were flipped. Those people were like, good for Gordon Hayward. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is a big playoff. You're in the Eastern Conference Final. It's like, hold on. I thought he's a bad father.
But that was different because he would have had to spend 2 weeks to get back into the bubble. Like
nothing
he was
more
out.
Important
he was
to gone. Some people than
I know.
Birth of the child.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's definitely I understand why in any game with any player they would decide to leave or stay. But if it's me, there's shades of gray here.
See, I think, Mego, you are just playing hard Omega right now.
I am?
I think you're full of it. There's no, you're telling me, you're saying that now because you're not pregnant and you're
this
not married.
True. This
okay?
is true.
But put yourself in that position and then you get married and you decide to, you know, have a child, okay? And you're okay with your husband leaving to play some stupid game that isn't going to technically have any impact on your life, like definitely financially. And if you promised that you wouldn't bring it up ever, I guarantee you, you would bring
at
it
the
up.
Moment of
it
birth,
depends.
There'd be F-bombs everywhere.
Oh, where the game F are you? If it's game two,
I hate you.
If it's game two and he's a role player, I'm probably saying, like, you need to be here.
Role player.
Hey, role player.
Role
bigger,
player.
You got a bigger role
at
here,
At least
buddy.
You didn't say utility player, but role player. Oh, my God. That would hurt.
There's no shame in being a role
Kristen,
player.
Let me ask
utility
you a question.
Guy.
And I get it. I get it. People are like, oh, no, you're doing the right thing, everything else. Let's say you win this series.
Yep.
NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum.
Dream come true.
Doesn't have deuce. He has, like, what's three? Thrice?
Trice.
Trey.
Trace.
Yeah. Okay.
Trace.
Let's say, or Trip. Let's Trip say, is what the rich people
there you
call
go.
Him.
Trey. Oh,
here comes Trip.
Yeah. Trey is born. Trey is born. Game five.
Oh, Trip crashed the sailboat. Gladys, what will we do?
Trip's pony passed out. It was too hot.
Trey.
Call Trip's attorney. The chocolate lab has got a noose. Quick, call Santo.
Hold on.
Call Santo.
I want you to answer this. Trey's being born. Trey's being, not Deuce, Trey's being born. Game five out in San Francisco against the Warriors.
Trip's a snob.
And Jason Tatum announces he's going to miss game five of the NBA Finals.
You're asking what? I'm a hardcore no on any situation.
You're hardcore. Okay,
I know
go
better.
Home and enjoy.
No, I am hardcore. You do not take the cheese.
It's not even about being at the birth of your child.
Chris
it's just about
just
not pissing off your wife. Is that what it's all about for you?
He's worried about being in the doghouse for the next 21 years.
Yes.
So it's not even about seeing the birth of your child. You just don't want to get in the doghouse with mama?
What are you doing? Yes. Yes.
So you don't care about seeing the birth of your child. You
like,
don't
like they're
going to
remember
woman.
Anything. Paste a picture of me there holding, like cutting the, you know, umbilical
no,
cord.
No, better yet, put the game on. Hey, put the game on. Daddy's playing.
Yes.
Look at daddy.
Ultimately, like, I do think there are some other issues that you need to think about. Like, can you imagine? You put yourself in this situation.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hard Omega. Omega in this situation. She's the dude now.
Yeah.
Okay. She's the guy. And she decides she's going to leave.
Yeah. We're not just going out to, like, you know, going out to the Outback.
No.
I mean, you know, we're playing in
the
NBA
playing
Finals.
You're playing in a championship
And you're the
game.
MVP.
Yeah, you could be the MVP. And then sure enough, you get a call at halftime, hey, there's been complications.
Trilogy's coming.
How the hell do you feel now?
Trey's on the way.
You're not there to make a decision.
Oh, now I feel
you're
it
not
throwing
there.
Up.
Yeah, see, doesn't feel too good right now,
no,
does it?
No, I feel really bad
I hope
now.
I don't have any complications. Not to make you feel guilty, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
I hope
hopefully
I
get through it,
okay? You go ahead and go. You couldn't. My point is that I personally couldn't live with that burden.
I have a third option.
It's just
option.
A burden. It's got nothing to do with actually seeing
like
a baby
with
boy.
A kid. It's like, hey, can you give me some water?
I have a third option. Is it inappropriate?
this
is horrible.
This is going
to
get bad.
Is it inappropriate to ask her to have a C-section?
No,
then
it's
you
not.
Can definitely schedule
How about
that.
This, Christian? Zoom.
Just maybe float it. Just float okay. it. C-sections are really Wait. Hard recovery, I understand.
Why can't we Zoom?
But maybe Zoom.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Yeah, just get to
it's just like I'm there.
My sister will be there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, and she could Zoom the whole thing.
Sure.
I'm there with you. I'm on the other side. Go, you know, I'm in the locker room. But, you know, we could Zoom.
Hey, Coach. Hey, E-Mate, can you call a quick timeout? Oh, my God. It's beautiful. We got to go, Derek. Derek, we got to go. It's crowning. Oh, my God. It's glorious.
Two breaths out, one breath in. Two breaths out, one breath in.
Wouldn't you rather have him miss? Like, it's basketball. It's like free substitution. You can take him out at the end of one and just make sure he's ready for the third quarter. He'll miss the whole second quarter and some halftime. Zoom.
Okay.
Maybe they can have someone on the bench reenact it for him with the basketball.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that will be their dance when they get introduced. Instead of, like, you know, doing a high five and doing the kid and play thing, someone will act like they're giving birth to a basketball. Glorious. Put a big spotlight on them. Look, it's me.
I like this. A mom of two. Do not miss a playoff game for the birth of your child. That's from a mom of two on the text line.
Listen.
Why are you saying mom of two? Like the second one is less important.
No, I'm saying it's a mom.
I'm the middle
it's a mom.
Child.
Christian, the
it's
seventh
it's a
one
woman.
Is least important.
We had, that was the Tara early? Is that her
name?
Yeah, she was like screaming that Derek White needs to be at this game.
You can't find a woman that has the huevos to call in right now and tell me that she would want her husband to miss the birth of their child for a stupid game at any level. Right now, 617-779-7937. I dare you to call up right now and then defend this,
how about this
mentality.
How about this?
I don't believe you.
One other question. If you're a woman, how would you feel at the birth of your child if your husband approached you and said, can we Zoom? Right. Listen, give us a call. We're going to get more into this series.
They might be the most sexy show on this station.
Agreed.
Because Jimmy Butler went off in that first game. What do the Celtics need to do to control him? We'll get into it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big topic of debate here. Derek White is missing game 2 for the birth of his first child. So we put out the call. What do you think? Would you want your husband there or not? We're going to hear from the moms now. Let's start with Lori from Boston. Lori, go.
Hello,
Hi,
Lori.
I think you should play. 100% you should play.
That's it, huh?
Yep. I mean, as his wife should want him to play. Unless she's had a complicated pregnancy. He may have other kids, but he may never have this opportunity that he's worked for all this time.
So, Lori, do you have kids? Was your husband at all the births of your children?
I have. He was. But I still, he had to pitch an all-star softball game that was not that big of a deal. And he said, no, I'm not going to go. And I'm like, go. And he actually was there long enough to cut the cord. He didn't cut it, but... And I said, out the door, go. I mean, there are things that if I was having problems, it would be different. But if the pregnancy is smooth, he may never get this opportunity again. I would go. I would play.
Thanks, Lori. Well, all right.
I don't believe you either.
All-star softball game?
Oh, yeah, it's like a intramural softball game.
But the whole thing, like she said, like if the pregnancy is smooth, well.
I mean, How do you know it's smooth?
If it's not, you're in Miami.
How do you know if it's smooth or not? Like, you don't know
it's
smooth.
You never know until you get in there.
I like that, though. I mean, this is like, Eastern Conference Finals, and she's like, listen, it's an all-star softball game. Like, you've got to get there. I should have asked him how he did.
I mean, he was the pitcher of the softball game. He has to be there.
He played terrible because he was too much guilt weighing on him.
He had to pitch an all-star softball game that was not that big of a deal.
All-star? Come on. Boy, I tell you, was she from New Hampshire?
This means a lot to you.
He cut the cord and then he grabbed his mitt and he said, I'm gone.
Grabbed his gloves.
Let's go to Mary in Acton. Mary, you're up on MFM.
Hi. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm so fired up about this. I feel so strongly about it. I've never called a radio station before. He should absolutely not be there for the birth of his child. But I'm a pretty unemotional person, so...
So wait, I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you say he shouldn't be there or he needs to be there for the birth of his child?
I'm saying he absolutely should not be there. I would be so mad at him if it was my husband. I wouldn't even allow him in the room. I'd be like, no, you need to go play the playoff game.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Look at that.
I don't believe you.
Two for two so far.
I don't believe her.
Okay.
I don't believe any of you.
Two for
I don't.
Two.
You're
look
all
at this.
A bunch of hard Omegas is what you guys are.
I like it. Let's go to Nancy.
All right.
Nancy, you're on.
Yes, I agree with the first two ladies. I have two children. You know who I want in that room? I want a doctor and I want nurses.
Yep.
That baby's not even going to see who's around him or her for quite some time. And daddy will be there when that baby can see. And daddy needs to play for the Celtics because we got to win.
I love it, Nancy.
She's calling from New Hampshire. Live free or die.
These women are hardcore.
They don't even have any drugs up there when they give birth in New Hampshire.
Daddy's got to play for the
Daddy
Celtics.
Daddy needs to play for the Celtics because we got to win.
Unbelievable.
I am
actually amazed by this. I did not think it would be. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Hold on.
Maybe I'm, what?
I don't know.
Should we got anybody? Give me Mariah.
Mariah's not buying this at all. Go ahead, Mariah.
Hi. Yeah, it's an absolute hell no for me. These women are very mellow, nonchalant. I'm sure my fiance would love them because I'm not that. He tried to leave when I was giving birth to go home and take a shower. And I was like, I'm in the middle of contractions. Like, you got to be here. This baby's going to come here any minute. So
It's a hell no, absolutely not for me. I don't know. These women are crazy.
All right. Thank you, Mariah. The voice of reason. she sounds like someone who would like hold this against you too. Oh, I'm having contractions right now. Is this, you are not going to take
a
shower.
Something though? Does it sound like it's generational? I don't want to talk about ages, so. But like the old, maybe an older mom's like, listen.
You're saying Mariah sounded on the younger end.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even need you. As a matter of fact, I needed you, 9-10 months ago? Now, your job is done. Get the hell out of here. I don't need you anymore.
Well, I think that the ones that say, maybe I don't need a man, are the ones that live in the hills in West Virginia are okay with, like, you know, a bottle of gin and some ice.
Just got to bite down on some.
I'm like, yeah, give me your belt, Paul.
Right, let me bite down on this, this rawhide right here.
Give me, go grab a piece of wrought iron.
Daddy needs to play for the Celtics because we got to win.
I love Nancy. That was just a good line.
Mariah, though, I'm surprised that her husband even asked to go take a shower.
Oh, he should know better.
Yeah.
He should know better.
Mariah, can I go to the bathroom? Your ass ain't leaving this room, okay? I'm telling you right now.
You're hurting my arm. You're squeezing too hard.
Tell him, Mariah.
The bathroom's right here, though, babe. Yeah. No. You hold it. You get a pair of adult diapers. which one we got now? Let's wrap these up.
Go to Oakley. Oakley in Bristol. Go ahead.
Hi,
Oakley.
Hi, Oakley.
If my dad wasn't there at my birth and he was at a basketball game, I would be pretty mad.
Would you even know?
Well, when she grows up and finds out that I wasn't there, I mean, we're in the conversation to it. She's like, I'd be pissed if you weren't there. She didn't say pissed. That was me. Sorry. But yes, my daughter's driving me, and she's like, Dad, if you weren't there when I was born, yeah, I'd be so mad. And I get that.
Kevin, just lie to her.
Dad was playing a ball game. It's just a ball game. Jesus.
Just lie to her, Kevin. Don't
see,
worry about it.
Thank you, Oakley. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
I got to be honest with you. That was a good move because everyone's talking about missing the game. And then you hear the little child's voice, and you're like, oh, Jesus, no, he's got to go. Like, you start feeling like guilty. Like, oh, no.
No, okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's got to go.
I just want my dad to be present. I miss my daddy.
Think about it. Oh, my God. Like, of course, like, when you're 9 and 10.
Send the money now.
Thank you, Hads. Thank you.
Hello.
Think about what you do. So your wife tells your daughter, your son, and then now the daughter or son, they're old enough, and they're telling their friends, you know, my dad left for a stupid game. He didn't mean all their other friends go, oh, my dad did this. I have all these pictures of me and my dad
stupid
right
game
when
is
I came
Super
out.
Bowl.
And yeah. Sure enough, no, and no.
Yes. What if the stupid game was game 5 of the NBA Finals and trilogies being born for
Again.
Tatum?
Yeah,
you guys are tough. I'm a wimp. I'm a chicken. You guys are brave.
And dad puts up a triple-double.
Yeah.
In honor of
Trip.
It could
be Steve Buckley's old-time baseball game. I'm supposed to go 2 innings. I mean, what are we doing?
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Tyler, what do you say, Dana in the car? Let's go to Dana in the car. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi. I think Derek should absolutely not play in the game.
Yeah.
It is the playoffs. He may never get a chance like this again.
Wait.
Like the other lady said, he doesn't need to be there.
Wait.
You said
not play in the game. So you think he should play in the game?
No. Yes, he should be playing in the game and not be there for the birth.
Okay. Wow. Does
it matter, Dana? Does it matter to you that it's the first child? Like he's never seen his wife, his partner go through this at all.
No, he may never play in another playoff game again. I mean, you know, in the long run, for his family, he's going to get more cash, more money playing in the game, having a ring that he can show his child as he grows up or she grows up.
Hey, I missed this. I missed your birth for this piece of hardware never wear. It represents life.
I know. Giving birth to go home and take a shower, and I was like, I'm in the middle of contraction.
I'm telling you, the only thing that ring will represent is guilt and regret. That is what it will represent.
You don't even missed care opportunities about being at the birth of your child. You just care about not pissing off mama.
And like with the young girl that called up, like, yeah, like, eventually she's going to come of age.
So
and,
typical.
Like, someone's going to, like, explain to her that maybe it's an aunt of hers that doesn't like me because it's my wife's sister.
Now it's getting personal.
And, like, now I'm like, oh,
now
crap.
It sounds like
now
a
they're
sister.
All out to get me.
Sounds like you've been through this. I got to be honest.
If it was my dad, I would think that was really cool. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm just really messed up.
You're scarred. We're going to put you on. Really screwed up.
But if it was on the day that I was born, we had the TV on and my dad was draining threes and winning a championship, I'd be like, That's pretty cool.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
Maybe it's just me.
Because I bailed on the baseball show that morning. Saturday morning. We were doing a baseball show. And I'm like, I'm out.
Wow.
Oh, so, whoa. I mean, you know. So
how courageous of you.
Maybe I feel what Derek White's doing.
I don't usually throw the word hero around.
Yeah, I'm just, I know. I am. Some people do look at me
Daddy
as a hero.
Daddy needs to play for the Celtics because...
Daddy needs to play.
She was excellent.
Just give me Denny. These
one
ladies,
more. One more.
I
get they're all coming in.
Go ahead, Denny. What's going on, buddy?
I heard this lady call a few minutes ago who said, I have two children and I want a doctor, you know, in the delivery room.
Yeah.
And this is his first child. I wonder how that same woman would have felt on a first birth not having a husband around. I think it's great for the husband to be around for every birth. When you're talking about the birth of your first child, I think it's a whole different ball game, and I'm not sure that woman has two kids. I would love to have somebody have said to her, well, if it was your first child, how'd you feel at that point in time?
But Denny, what if you plan on having like three or four, though?
You know, thanks, Denny. So here's the thing. Here's just another can of worms that you just opened up. Here's the thing. So you miss the birth of your you're there for the birth of your first child, and then because you skip the game, and then your second child comes, and then you miss that one because it's only the second child. And then how does that second child feel that you see, there goes the middle child over here.
Guess what? This is the life of a second child, okay?
I'm telling you.
It's fine.
It's a problem. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even.
And then grow up to seek affirmation from everyone else, and you end up talking on the radio like a lunatic just so people will pay attention to you.
You sound like my sister, the middle one. By the way, just a reminder, we're talking about this because Derek White is out officially for game two. He's come back in Boston for the birth of his child, his first child, and there's some mixed opinions whether he should be doing it or not. By the way, asymptomatic Al is now available, Al. He will be playing in game two, and Marcus Smart is probable, so he's going to work out before the game. Most likely he will play. So that's kind of where we're at. But Derek White, some mixed reviews here right now. Mixed opinions on this thing.
It always is. It 100% always is. People are very emotional about this topic. And I'm just telling you.
Let me go to Alex because this is Fourier's point, I think. So, Alex in New Hampshire, go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is just a classic situation of, you know, hey, babe, can I go out with the boys? And she's like, oh yeah, you can go out with the boys. And that's going to be the situation she holds against him forever.
Yeah.
Also,
same thing.
You can only have your first child once. You can still go to the playoffs again.
Again, what if you have two kids? This is so stupid. You're already playing favorites, and they're not even like walking yet.
Stop asking us permission. Just go out with the boys. I don't care.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
It's fine.
Hard Omega.
You sound like you don't care.
Women are such a drag. Maybe I want to hang out with my friends. Do I have to ask permission? I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Mago's
be home by 12.
Mago's man friend.
Yes,
her and they'd be like, yeah, she's a little bit different at home.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you on a radio say I can go with my boys whenever you want. Yeah, well, that's just radio talk, okay? I'm just telling you right now, that's just radio talk. You don't think you can just do whatever you want in this house? You can rock it.
She's like the last caller.
That's a
character. You cannot go to the bathroom. You cannot go to the bathroom. We are watching the Celtics. Oh, man.
All right, you want to move on to the game?
Yeah,
let's move on.
We'll move on to the game. Yeah. Thank you all for chiming in.
Yes.
It sounds like most of the women are of the mind that Derek White should play, which is very interesting.
And the men know better.
And don't let Christian get on his sanctimonious high horse because really he just doesn't want to be in the doghouse with his wife, which is also very smart.
Thank you.
All right. So as Lou just said, Al Horford is definitely back in. He's available tonight. And since mid-December, the Celtics are 42-14 with Al. They're 3-7 without him. So particularly with Bam on the other side, you have to believe that Al getting in there, you know, alleviates a little bit from Rob Williams, definitely takes some heat off and some minutes off Daniel Tice. Do you think that it's more critical that that Al Horford gets back into this game or Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart, because I think that you have a problem, and his name is Jimmy Butler. And I think the one guy that I think can do the best job both physically and mentally, and just as far as just accepting the challenge. And I remember, Marcus Smart was standing up the entire time. You knew he wanted to get back in that game, especially in the third quarter when he had that little timeout rant when he was yelling at everybody. And Ime calls him like, hey, they settle him down. Yes, he does. So if they do go on a run, if Jimmy Butler decides that he's going to try and, like, you know, have his way with whoever, I think Marcus Smart is the guy that says, I got him.
Well, yeah, I think Marcus Smart, if I had to pick one of them, but I just think the two of them make that much of a difference. It's like this, that's the way this defense works. They have length, they can switch whenever. So, you know, all of a sudden you want Tice, you know, switching. Now Tice is involved. You know, and like Al out there with Marcus, what are you going to do? When that's those starting five are out there, you want to switch. Where's the weak spot defensively? Right? We saw Giannis with Jaylen Brown. That was more of a size thing, maybe a mentality thing. But I think both of them are very, very important. I know that Jimmy Butler went off for 41. If he does it against this starting five, to me, that will be even more impressive. That will be like, okay, let's see what you do against these guys. Stop picking on Pritchard. Stop picking on others.
So we went back and looked at some stats and numbers just as far as just Jimmy Butler's just ability. And we were looking at the last time the Celtics played the Miami Heat in the bubble. I'm trying to look, you know, Jimmy Butler's like numbers during this last playoff run. They're pretty good. And I would go, okay, well, how has he been in past playoff runs? And it really wasn't like, hey, averaging 33 points or something like that. It was like 19
Giannis
points.
Numbers.
It was like 19 points. And we're trying to think, wow, well, I feel like he had a bigger impact, Lou, than we remember based on his points aren't impressive.
No, but if you remember, he was the closer. Like, if you remember, like, Jimmy Butler went into halftime a lot in the bubble, like, with really not much production. And then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, he's like, give me the ball. You know,
and he took over.
I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I can guarantee he averaged probably 10, 12 points in the fourth quarter alone when he was going for 18, yep. 19 a game, or even more had his moments. He was the ultimate closer. Now he's like picking up the pace early in games.
How is that different than what we were coming down on Jason Tatum for in the last series, though, when we were saying, oh, Tatum's like posting these numbers in the fourth quarter up until game six when he absolutely went off with the superstar performance. But up until that point, we were saying,
because his team was down 12 points, 10 points in the fourth quarter when he took over. You know, I mean, Jason took over that one game, whatever. The other game where he went off in the fourth quarter, they were up 25. You know, Jimmy Butler in that bubble, they're down double digits, and he took over the fourth. And early in the games, he just wasn't kind of doing his thing, getting other people involved. But he was. That's why those numbers, he had more of an impact than just, what, 18, 19 a game? Because he took over the fourth.
Yeah. No, and it's funny because that also was his first year in Miami. And before that, he was in Philly, and then he was in Minnesota and Chicago for a long period of time. So that whole, like, you know, that whole Miami mentality, you know, we about that life, was just kind of being born and developed.
My thing is, I hope game one obviously woke the Celtics up a little bit, right? But more importantly, I hope it woke up Jason Tatum. Because I looked at the postseason as, you know, Kevin Durant, that's like his mentor, and he's like, I got to take Durant out. Then here comes Giannis, the best player in the world. I got to take Giannis out. And I think there was a little bit of going to Miami, like, yeah, Jimmy Butler's good, but I'm better than him. You know what I mean? And
it's not even that. I think it's like, it's a little bit of that, but it's also like, I've gone against big, badder dudes than this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there was a little bit of, I'm already better than him. Well, no. No, he was better than you in game one. You need to be the best player in this series, not just for the first half, but for the second half of the big fourth quarter. So I'm hoping it's a little bit, not just a wake-up call to this team, but for Jason Tatum to have another guy in front of him that needs to slay, another player. Because Jimmy Butler's a different animal this postseason.
You know,
he's a different animal.
And
right
the guy
now.
That we haven't really talked about at all that I think had a major impact, especially off the bench, was Tyler Hero.
Always. That dude is such a freaking athlete. He looks like a trip. But he looks like a trip,
yeah.
He's got the drip.
No, he does. No, I agree with you. And, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, whenever somebody wins a six-man award, I'm like, doesn't that mean he's good enough to start? Like, I mean, I know he's coming off the bench.
Yeah, he's like, everybody's a starter on another team. Like, James Harden was a six-man award.
No, I know. And that's my point. It's like, eventually, he's a starter. Like, he's telling you that when he comes in,
or is Lamar
he
Odom.
Takes over.
Is he better than Strus?
I like Strus.
No, I do too. But to your point, it's like he's a great
hero.
Yeah,
he's better than
Strus. Yeah, he's a six man. It's like, so why isn't he in rotation? Well, you can that way you can spot him. It fits better with our
better
team.
Matchups.
You can bring him back in, find the right matchups. I get it. But he's their second best player, and he and Bam, I would say he's probably their second best player. You got to watch out for, which is why you need that perimeter defense. Which is why I think even the Derek White minutes hurt you a little bit. Not to the point where it's going to kill you tonight, but I'd rather see him out there. You know, just giving you some minutes defensively.
He isn't going to be there. He's going to be, you know, experiencing something he will cherish for. Yes,
no. The miracle
no, according
of
to you,
life.
According to you, he's only there not to piss off his wife.
Well, that's part of it. But you don't ever say that out loud, Lou.
Okay,
you say it
especially
about the child.
On a radio show.
Oh yeah, nobody's listening.
No,
and listen,
not.
I'm not having any more kids.
All right,
zero.
Good news for everyone.
I would like to be
involved.
A godfather.
And you can Mego, miss the show
sometime.
If you,
you would need two godfathers. I think you got two good ones here. Can we discuss that?
All
I'll make
right.
sure
Take
your
it
man
up with
friend.
My brother.
Oh, damn it. Okay, for God, you have a brother. He's first in line.
You thought I had two brothers.
That's right.
Anyway, there's another star on the court that I think is going to have a big game tonight. We've been waiting around for it for a little bit. We're going to get to that next. Fantastic drop. Guilty conscience.
Telling you, it's going to just gnaw at the back of your head for the rest of your life. And on your deathbed, she will come up to you and say, "Was it worth it?" And you'll say, "Yeah," and then pull the plug yourself.
All right. We're just a couple hours away from tip-off.
Very personal. I don't know. It's with you today.
Last hour always gets Celtics wild. Because we got to win.
I love that woman, Nancy. That girl, Nancy.
Celtics looking to tie up the series in the Eastern Conference Finals after dropping the first to the Miami Heat. And somebody who I think got their numbers that game but really had a pretty piss-poor game for three quarters was Jaylen Brown. I haven't been overly impressed with the way that Jaylen has looked for these playoffs, with the exception of that one awesome half that he had against the Bucks. We asked Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe earlier in the show about Jaylen's handles, because it's been a struggle.
I mean, it's something that he had an issue with early in his career, because he thought he could just be more of an athlete than everybody, and guys would just reach in and knock the ball off his hip. And then he improved on his dribble, but now it's still an issue where he goes to the free throw line, goes to the rim, he either gets stripped or he sometimes even just loses the ball, and he just is careless with the ball. And also with his free throw shooting, he's a guy who's going to get fouled a lot. He can't go 50% from the line. He can't miss four or five free throws in a tight game. They need him to be more steady.
He's right. Like, the free throws are a major issue. Like, 50%? Like, he's missing a guy that gets to the line that attacks as much as he does and draws as much contact, which is an opportunity for free points at the line. He should be better. But I don't know if he is. Maybe he's just not a very good free throw shooter.
The turnover thing to me is what drives me up the freaking wall, because he puts his head down and he'll drive right into traffic and then try to do this little spin move. And I'm like, where is that getting you? What are you doing? If you have three guys on you, there's three guys open. Like, yeah, why are you spinning into that traffic?
You're right. And he does it, but then he does it. And then he, like, oh, that was a really good shot.
Yeah. It's once in a while. Yes.
I just feel like
he bounces
no,
back.
He does. Like, so that is important. I just be a little bit more selective.
He's a smart guy. He's the smartest
choices.
Guy on the team. So can he calculate with the ball?
I feel like, the adults back in the room, like Horford.
Guys,
you know,
down.
And I think, like, the guy that sort of looks at Jimmy Butler and is like, yeah, I've got you this game. You know, Marcus Smart. I think Jaylen Brown comes back and addresses, like he did in game two, maybe early on, gets hot like he did last series, because he was awful in game one against the Bucks as well.
I think he should. You mentioned Marcus Smart hopefully being back. He looks probable. We haven't gotten an official update, but the latest one was probable. And I guess the big matchup that we're hoping for is going to be Marcus Smart on Jimmy Butler, not letting him get 41 points again. Charles Barkley and Shaq had a very spirited debate about that opportunity.
First of all, Jimmy can get 40 if he puts his mind.
Oh, he can, but I'm saying.
No, with or without Marcus Smart, Jimmy Butler can get 40.
But it's still harder to get it on
no,
the defensive
not.
Play. Yes,
no.
It is. Yes, it is.
Well, he's at that level. No. He's at that level now. Where at this point in the game, like D-Wade said, he's saying ain't nobody stopping him. They're focusing on
disagree.
Defense. No,
disagree.
Listen.
Hey, but we all like
you don't
Jimmy
think
Butler?
It's harder to score
on the defensive
Rodman.
Player of the year?
You don't think it's harder to score on
you
Dennis
said
Rodman?
Last week, hold on. You said last week, don't be bragging that you're a great player if somebody
saying,
can shut you out.
I'm saying it's harder.
Marcus Smart ain't shutting Jimmy Butler up.
Hey,
if Jimmy Butler want to get 40, he going to get 40.
28, not 40.
He's going to get 40. If he want to get 40, he can get 40. He's that type of player now.
We all like Jimmy Butler, but playing
against him. Don't be contradicting.
This is a totally different animal. I'm talking. It's harder scoring the defensive player of the year, fool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You better look at my finals against Dikembe Mutombo. No, it ain't. It is not. Jimmy Butler is a great player. If you want to get 40, he can get 40.
Hey,
I don't want to hear that defensive player of the year.
Hey,
I don't even want to hear that. Stop it out of here.
Playing against the defensive player of the year is
that
a lot harder.
Nothing.
Yes,
this
it
is facts. When you're
yes,
a great player, like you said, you get greater. You never got greater at this point in your career.
It's personal.
I know what I'm talking about.
No, you were riding on Dwayne and Kobe's coattails.
I got the finals MVP.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like a rap song. I got the finals MVP.
In all honesty, the Shaq really truly believe that like Jimmy putting 41 on, you know, going after Peyton Pritchard is the same as it's going to be just as easy to go up against Marcus Smart? You can't possibly believe.
No, that's why he started deflecting to when I was finals MVP. Yeah. You wouldn't know anything about that, Charles. Putting the knife in and twisting it there.
And I'm right because into mix.
Yeah, I'm right because I was a good player, offensive player, and I went up against a defensive player of the year, and I kicked his butt.
Harder scoring a defensive player of the year, fool.
The best line ever.
I mean, you got to think that. And even Al, because the way this team switches, it's like Pritchard, Tice. You know, those guys are, you know, out. I shouldn't say they're out because Pritchard's still going to get minutes because Derek White's out. But it's like DeMarcus Smart, Al Horford. I mean, it's different. It's going to be different. I don't expect him to go for 40, 41. Who said 28? Was that Kenny?
Kenny Smith?
Yeah, he's probably going to be in that range. 26, 28, something like that. He's going to have a good game. He's a good player. All right, time now for Last Call, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. And your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or you can give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Speaking of Charles Barkley, now you guys like that TNT set?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it. I think it was last night. I was watching it, and Dwayne Wade was in the mix as well. It was the smallest set I've ever seen. Like, Charles, Dwayne Wade, Shaq. I mean, there was like five guys in this tiny little thing, whatever, but they're close to the fans.
They're surrounded by people.
They're surrounded by them. So speaking of Charles Barkley, there was a guy that was heckling him on that Inside the NBA set on remote. This is how he responded.
Ernie Johnson, Dwayne Wade, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley. Jack! Jack!
Great to be him.
Leave me alone. Like, I'll go just, to your home and
he just
sleep your mama.
You've been on these sets before, right? You know, it's very, sometimes it's just so professional and everybody's very uptight. And he's just like yelling at the crowd. Yeah. I'm going to have sex with your mom if you, you keep yelling at me.
And that's why we always say, like, Charles can get away with so much.
Anything. Because he can really say anything else.
There would be somebody in that crowd that would come forth and be extremely offended if it was somebody else that they didn't like for maybe some other reasons, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dare Charles do it. Someone would be
it's
on
like a
TMZ
free pass on everything. Even if he does put his foot in his mouth, he says, well, you know, it's I'm Charles Barkley. I do this all the time. It's not really who I am. I'm a nice guy.
All right, Celtics, even it up tonight? 8:30, 8:45 tip, whatever it is. By the way, it's down to even. Down to even. That's I'm just looking at the ESPN app. It says even. It had -4, now -3, and now it is even. The line has moved that much. Celtics win this game by 8.
8, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to stay true to like who I think they are, and they rebound. And Jimmy Butler gives you 28.
By the way, this line for game 2 opened at 5.5 after game 1. See, 5.5, it's down to even.
I saw 4.5, 4, mm-hmm. 3, and I just looked and it just whoop, even. Man, a lot of money coming in on the Celtics.
Mango? I have Celtics by 13.
13.
What's wrong with you guys? A blowout, huh?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
That's a, eight's a blowout. Eight's a blowout.
Eight's a tight game. You take it away. You know,
eight means like you were winning by 13, and then they got some cheap points
at
the
end. See, that's your eight. My eight is you're up 3 or 4, and you pull out.
Oh.
Or you pull away, I should say.
What?
Way too much talk about Derek
White.
Way too much talk about Derek.
That's his real problem.
That was revealing.
Way too much talk.
Hey, everybody.
All right, listen.
Yeah, let's turn these mics off.
Let's leave on that note, shall we? Okay, tomorrow, what do we got? Friday, we're going to break down this one here, game 2, Celts and Heat. So that's going to do it for us. Enjoy the game tonight. Have a great night, everybody. We're going to see you tomorrow at 2.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.